Having tweeted about QR codes recently, James Wilding tweeted me back with the most important question. Why? The truth is, I don't know. I'm still asking that question myself, but what I can see is the potential. On David Hopkins' blog, Don't Waste Your Time, there are a series of posts about QR codes and their potential uses within education, including how they could be used in the lecture hall, classroom, and a great video with QR codes being used in textbooks to stimulate and improve learning. This got me thinking about putting QR codes inside a class novel that was being read. When the students wanted the QR codes, they can use a scanner to reveal contextual information about what they are reading. I think this could be really powerful. Just imagine if you were teaching Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, and on the page where Bruno sees the camp for the first time, a QR code could be scanned to explain what a concentration camp is. I think this could make the reading experience even more immersive. I've also been reading the University of Bath's QR code blog. They've been doing extensive work into using QR codes and have evaluated their results in detail. I think it's definitely worth a look. I myself have begun a simple experiment that I'll write about in more detail later. I generated a QR code using an online QR code generator, in which I put some simple advice about how to complete your coursework effectively. I printed, laminated, and stuck them in different places around school. What I know so far is that some students have scanned it, as I watched them do so. For many other students, they have become an object of both interest and curiosity, which has led to a discussion about who they are and how they work. Some of those students have subsequently downloaded a barcode scanner to their phone, come back to see what information is revealed. So if anything, like all new things, they create interest. For me, though, a major part of the why is that I like to find new and different ways of imparting information. I feel that QR codes can have the same effect as bringing audio recorders or video cameras into the learning environment, in that they will generate a buzz about the learning and alter the learning experience in some ways. Some may say that this draws attention away from the learning, but I don't agree with that. I think that allowing the students to use technologies in this way engages them, and in the long term, the enjoyment they had doing the project, they'll then associate with the learning. I believe that I'm just scratching the surface. In terms of education, this is a technology very much in its infancy. I guess we simply need to experiment and see what happens. You've been listening to James Mickey, a 21st Century Educator. As always, you can find links associated with what I have discussed here below the Audioboo player on my blog at jamesmickey.com/blog. Thanks for listening.